Hey, what's going on, guys? So I wanted to talk about kind of something I saw on YouTube while I was driving to work this morning, talking about Dubai. Now, some people don't realize what goes on in Dubai, and that's okay. But I'm going to explain what happens in a very blanketed term. Some of these IG models that are so attractive and so beautiful, and they are attractive and beautiful, they often get offers to go to Dubai to be a toilet, and that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. And it is very demoralizing and very sad that some, specifically women, would do that just for some money. Some people don't have morals. Some people don't have a conscience. They're supposed to, but they know what they're doing is wrong. They just don't care. And they have a reprobate mind. So, to the women out there who are making $1 million a month, to the women out there who are, living it up, on IG, having 500,000 followers, 1 million followers, 5 million followers, how much is your soul really worth? And I ask that directly to the women because this really pertains to you all. Only Fools pertains to you all mostly, and the porta potty contracts pertains to you guys mostly. I don't see a lot of guys over there, male models going over there. It seems like guys won't do that. It seems like guys are standards, but some women do not have standards. So it's like some guys don't have standards. It's a shame. I remember about 3 years ago, I was on the internet being stupid, and I first heard about this. This is not the first time I've heard about the porta potty experience. And one of the things that I saw online on a foreign forum, a message board of all places, was this black woman, and it had to be black. She was on camera, and she opened her mouth. There was this buttocks, if you will, a hairy buttocks, so we knew it was a guy. And heard a voice saying, "Keep your mouth open." And the buttocks released all over her, all over her with her mouth open. And it was quite a sight. It was quite a shock. And when I saw that, first of all, I spat out my food because I can't take that. There's a lot of things I can take, but that's one of them. I just can't handle that when I'm eating. I have to do one or the other. But the second thing that went through my mind was, is it really worth it? Because a lot of women are willing to do a lot if the price is right, which makes them prostitutes and makes them whores, makes them ladies of the evenings. That's what's scary. And I think we have to realize that a lot of women out here, a lot of women out here have a price. A lot of women out here will trade their morals for a paycheck to live the good life, to be soft, to live the soft era. They will degrade themselves for oh, very little. And I've seen that. I've seen that with some people that they will degrade themselves for a little bit of money. And when we start thinking about how most women operate, they operate very high-minded, they operate very covert in their sins. But more than likely, they operate in a hive mind. They operate very distinctly. And they really will follow the crowd. They'll follow what's in. That's what's really scary about women these days, the modern woman. And if I kid you not, if one girl saw that, then there's going to be another girl that follows. Like the video I just described about the black girl with just the stuff going on, and I can assure you, one girl saw that and was like, if she can do it, I know I can do it to get in. And that is the scariest part. There's more whoredom than what we realize. There's more sharing of one man than what we want to admit to. And women aren't going to admit to this because, one, it's embarrassing. Two, it crosses them out of being a potential suitor for a mother. It crucifies them. A lot of women crucify themselves. A lot of women complain about the men they date. They date the men they complain about, basically. And a lot of women will trade their souls. That's scary. A lot of women have a price. A lot of women can be bought. And it's not the men that's doing this, it's the women. The women project that spiritual mark with what they do on Instagram or, Facebook or whatever. A lot of women have a price, and they put that price on their mind. They put the price on their mind. They advertise themselves in such a way that it's almost like guys are just sitting there like, I got the money. I make $100,000 a year. What's $2,800 in one night? I can do whatever I want with her. And if she's willing and there's consent and everyone's an adult, I really don't give a crap about her. And she knows it, and she's still willing to do it. That's why a lot of women are not going to make it to heaven. Now, I talked about this a while ago, but I'm just reiterating what I'm seeing. If a woman is willing to get crapped on for a year's salary over the weekend and risk being stranded in Dubai and being sent to prison and being put all over the internet with her face being shown, I'm talking about her real face. I saw this girl's face before all that stuff, but for her to just clear herself out there and not think of her family, not think of her nieces and nephews, her brother, their shame. She showed her name. She showed her government name, her ID, where she lived, seeing that this is real. It was very deep, very hurtful to see. Because, I think we've been taught as men that women are innocent, and they're not, that women do everything right and you're not, that boys are rowdy and evil and boys will be boys and boys need to be shamed. And it's the exact opposite. Everything's been a lie. We can tell by the Epstein files, everything's a lie. And if there's one thing I know, is that women will go with the flow if it benefits them. They'll kill their own childhood. They'll kill their own innocence for the bag. And that is scary. That is hurtful. That is very decrepit. That is harmful to the next generation of mothers, because there will be none. There will be no generation of mothers that are good mothers, at least. And they'll just breed with your bastard children. They will. I've seen it. I've worked with single mothers. I've been around single mothers my whole life. And the children they produce always end up in jail. They always end up being rappers and getting shot and killed. They always end up having anger problems. And that's the next generation. A bunch of angry, hyper-emotional men and women that can't control anything, that can't grasp anything, all because your mom decided to sell her soul for a bag. How much is your soul worth, ladies? How much is your soul worth? How much are you willing to forfeit the gates of heaven to have, what, 50, 70,000? That's how much heaven is like, how little heaven means to you. You're worth only 20% of what you make in one in one weekend. Like, is it worth it? Like, is it worth it? Like, honestly, ask yourself. How much is your soul really worth? And I don't see a lot of male models doing this. I'm sure they do some weird stuff. It's fine. You know, it's I just don't hear about it. I don't hear about male models going to the porta potty places and being crapped on and videos and showing their ID and all. I just don't see it. I don't see it. And I see women doing this, and you women need to get it together before God comes back and smites this earth, because we ain't got that much time left. We don't have a lot of time left, and we need to start going back to church. Women, you need to start going back to church and get off social media for about a year, and you need to sit there and be uncomfortable with it so that you can realize just how desperate and how evil you are. I wish things were better, but they're not. All right. Bye, guys.